No, ahí no me dar mi chupa de Jerusalén, ¿verdad? Es un crédito, Homero, de ser Shanim, Arabim y Uro, y yo me voy a tener que ver, y yo voy a ver mis parim, a Shabi Shosh Model, y Shati Million, o de ser Shanim. Ahora te tira aquí lo más, Mahar, Mahar, Tama, Mashiach, y algo más, o de ser Shanim ahí.
Amén.
Amén.
Alabai, amén.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah. With your permission, this Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Elul, so our minhag is to blow the shofar as of Rosh Chodesh Elul, Ashkenazim till Rosh Hashanah. Adim, Aselichot, every day till Yom Kippur. Say Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, the reason for that is because Moshe Rabbeinu, after he did the golden calf, went up to Shamayim for 40 days and pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. Then after 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, the Moshe came down. The first 40 days, I'm sorry. First 40 days, Moshe went to get the first tablets, the first luchot. And he came down on Yudzayim Betamuz, and we did the golden calf. And then Moshe went again to Shamayim to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. And then he came, and then Hashem told him, go downstairs and bring back with you tablets, and I'm going to rewrite on the tablets whatever was written on the first tablets. So Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe went up back to Shamayim with the new tablets, and he was there for 40 days, and then he came back with the second set of tablets on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, since Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim for 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul, therefore our minhag is to start to do teshuva from Rosh Chodesh Elul, slichot from Rosh Chodesh Elul, as well Moshe Rabbeinu told them Israel to blow the shofar daily until it comes back. So therefore, it says in the tool, in the Shulchan Aruch, that we start the Teshuvah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, since those days, so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was ready to give us the second tablets. And the question is, what did really Moshe have to do upstairs 40 days now? The first 40 days, he learned the Torah with Hashem. Second 40 days, he pleaded with Hashem to forgive us with the golden calf. And Hashem told him, go downstairs, bring the new tablets. So, Hashem is going to rewrite. Hashem takes a split second to rewrite on the Luchot, the Ten Commandments. So, Moshe had to wait 40 days upstairs, and then just to come down with it. What did he do? He didn't eat, didn't drink, the Torah says. He says, what's the necessity? Hashem already told him, bring the new tablets, and I'm going to rewrite on them. So why is to wait over there 40 days? And then he told them, Israel, to blow the shofar 40 days. So according to the Rambam, one of the reasons of the shofar is to scare the person. The person who hears the shofar, hears a sound, maybe of a war, or warning. But this is true when a person hears it the first time, second, third, fourth. But after a few days, people get used to it. Nobody gets scared from it. You don't get scared from shofar. Get up, wake up. Listen, I miss, if I want to wake up, I put my alarm clock. What is the shofar is going to do for me for 40 days that I cannot do myself? I can do myself. I'm going to scare myself. I have a dog in the backyard. It's not barking for me every night. If the parents is to get scared, why shofar? Why need a shofar? And Moshe told Israel, make sure you blow shofar every day until I come back with the second tablets. So what is it all about? And since then, the Chachamim said, it's our custom to blow the shofar on Chodesh Elul. Sunday, Bezat Hashem start blowing the shofar. Remember what happened? Since Moshe was went up to Shemaim. So what is it all about? The Ari says the Kavanah of this month that it's crucial to have it. Shabbat and Sunday at Musaf. Shabbat, Mikadesh HaShabbat, Yisrael V'Rashah Chodashim. Sunday, Mikadesh Yisrael V'Rashah Chodashim. So we say the word Hashem, you have to visualize. Ari says, not the way it says in the Siddur, Yud and the Hey, Vav and Hey, to visualize the letter Hey, letter Hey. Says me. Letter Vav, letter Yud. Comes from a sentence, Parshat Vayit Chanan. Utzdakah tiyeh lanu ki nishmo la'asot. It means tzedakah for us if we keep the mitzvot. The last letter of the word tzedakah is hey. The last letter of the word tihiyeh is hey. The last letter of the word lanu is vav. The last letter of the word ki is yud. So remember, this month you have to have in front of you those letters. Hey, hey, and vav and yud. Crucial in musaf, Rosh Chodesh. It says again, it means Hashem did tzedakah to us. Or we do tzedakah to Hashem, whatever it means. So what is it all about? Chachamim tell us, explain to us what it says. This is Parasham. Kakadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a false prophet. Yakum Melcha Mekirbecha Ish. Somebody will come to you, a prophet. Somebody said, I had a dream. And then he gives you a sign by a miracle. So the Gemara explained, was the guy that was a real Navi, that he was so powerful that this Navi can stop the sun from moving, can stop the moon from moving, can move stars. This is the meaning, it's for real, it's not a faker. It's a real Navi. And he comes to you, says the Gemara, and he tells you, remember all those miracles I did for you? You trust me? You believe in me? He says, you. Gdol Ador, the biggest. And he says, I have a message from you, for you. From Hashem, now Hashem changed some things, some laws, and he wants you to worship Avodah Zarah. It's a trick, really, but sometimes Chachamim say it has something behind it. The Gemara says, Chachamim tell us, the Navi says that David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, he was debating maybe he should do Avodah Zarah. So Chachamim say, you want to do Avodah Zarah, David HaMelech? He said, yeah. Chachamim explained why. He said, because how is it possible that David HaMelech, his son wants to kill him? Must be he does something secretly, a sin, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu now pays him in public. The Mishnah Perkei Avot says, Kol HaMechalel Shamayim Baseter, somebody does a sin, he thinks nobody sees him, Nifrei Meino Begalui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day, he will take revenge from him in public. Says the Gemara, David HaMelech was thinking, says, listen, all of Israel think that how come I am being chased by my son, he wants to kill me. Maybe it's no Hashem. So maybe I should worship Avodah Zarah. People say, look, this man was a faker all his life. David HaMelech gave us lectures, no Avodah Zarah, he did Avodah Zarah. Look, he's doing Avodah Zarah. So-called for making Kiddush Hashem, so-called, David Chachamim explained, David HaMelech said he wants to do Avodah Zarah. And he said, this guy is going to say the same thing, maybe. Well, in the text doesn't say that, of course. In the text only says that this Navi is going to come, is going to tell us, let's do Avodah Zarah. It says, and the Torah says, He gave you already significant signs, miracles that that you already did, and you believe in him. So Hashem said, listen, it's a test. The test from Hashem. Hashem wants to see if you love him. Hashem wants to see if I love him. Therefore, Hashem is going to send a Navi to put a trap in front of me to tell me I should worship Avodah Zarah and I might fall in the trap. Let's unhear such a thing. Hashem wants to see if you love him. So Hashem is going to bring a fake Navi that used to be a real Navi, and he can make miracles, and he made miracles, and he gave you, and he did the miracles for you, and he said, now, do Avodah Zarah? He says, don't do it, it's a test. It's a test. I said, why are you testing me? I want to see if you love me. Hashem doesn't do these things. Hashem doesn't make tests for people to see if people love him. It's not true. Hashem likes us to love him. As we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, I should love Hashem, wants us to love him. We'll see why Hashem wants us to love him. But Hashem will never put a trap to test, to see if somebody loves him. It's not true. A few people came to me in America. I said, the government put traps in front of people. Let's pick somebody here. Tell me, the pharmacist. Pharmacist came to me and says, I need Yeshua. He says, what happened? I said, I'm a pharmacist. And somebody came to the pharmacy, crying, begging to me to give me some medicine. I asked him, where's the prescription? He says, no prescription. But I don't feel well. I'm going to die. Give me. I said, listen, I need a prescription. No, the guy said, please have mercy on me. Debating, arguing, at the end, the pharmacist gave him the religious guy, Farsi, gave him the medicine. The guy pulled up a badge. It says FBI. It's not the first time that I know. Somebody else, another pharmacist, also told me a few years ago. A man came with a lady to the pharmacy. Spanish. Not white trash. Spanish. He says, my wife doesn't feel well. She's going to die. So she's sitting next to him and she's making faces. I need a medicine. The guy says to him, also falsely, religious. Can I have medicine? He said, we need prescription. He said, listen, what is prescription? Look at the lady. What prescription? You want to die here in the pharmacy? So the guy had mercy, a Jewish heart. Gave him the medicine. Spanish guy. FBI. Went to jail. Took a license away from him. Put him in jail. This is the American government, you know. Put a trap in front of a person. You want to catch the guy? You're more than welcome to catch the guy. Put somebody in the pharmacy, listen to all the conversation, see if somebody's going to come. Are you going to put a trap in front of somebody? You tempt this? And they do it all the time, the police, on people also. I know other information. In other aspects also. In Israel, they do it all the time, the Mas Hakhnasa, all the time. Just recently, So they came to a guy that sells fabric in Bnei Brak, and the guy came and said he wants to buy fabric. He's staying over there, I know, a long time in the store, and the guy tells him, listen, 7 o'clock I have to go, I have a shiur, I have to do mincha, I go to shiur. If you're not done by 7, the guy says, show me this, take me this, give me this, how much that, if I want to order, give him, frame a cup, you know, just, you know, talk nonsense to him. 10 to 7, the guy said to him, I forget about it. The shoe is more important than business. I believe in Hashem. He said, here are the keys. After you choose everything, write down a piece of paper and close it. Close the door. Come to Beta Knesset, give me the keys. He goes to Beta Knesset. The guy chases him and says, listen, hold it. He says, I am the IRS. The whole thing is fake. I wanted to see if you're an honest person, and if money is so important for you, and I was staying in the store to see if you're going to sell something and not going to report to IRS. So, but it's not Hashem. Hashem doesn't do those things. Hashem is not going to have a trap in front of you, send you a Navi with miracles, and then Hashem wants to see if you love him. Hashem doesn't do these things. It's not true. Satan does traps for people. But Hashem in the Torah will tell you that he is testing you, is going to... Never. Then, after this story, after this episode, comes the Torah and tells us a statement from Hashem. Hare Hashem Elokechem Telechon. You walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'oto tirao. Fear Hashem. Ve'et mitzvotav tishmoru. Keep the mitzvot. Uve'kolo tishmaun. Listen what the people of Rachamim tell you. Ve'oto ta'avodu. You worship. Uvot tidbakun. And then be glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the instruction. After this so-called fake Navi comes and tells you to do Avodah Zarah, here's the instruction of Hashem. I says, all of a sudden, you never heard those instructions. Why didn't those instructions for? What Hashem was trying to tell me? Hashem told me, it's a test, okay? I passed the test. No. After you pass the test, or before you pass the test, Hashem gives you what you got to do. Go after Hashem, fear of Hashem, keep the mitzvot, listen to Chachamim, worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara and tells us, this week, when Hashem says, get glued to me, says the Gemara, how are you going to get glued to Hashem? Says the Gemara, walk after Hashem's behavior. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does kindness. You do kindness. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes visit sick people, you go visit sick people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries people, buries people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to give comfort to people in Shiva, you go. Says the Gemara, that's what is called botit bakun. Get glued to Hashem, it means do what Hashem does as far as kindness is concerned. This is this week's parasha, parashat Re. Last week, parasha, in the last paragraph, almost the same words. It says, "V'davakta bo, get glued to Hashem." Over there, the Gemara says, "How can you get glued to Hashem? Hashem is a fire." Says the Gemara, "You know what? Get glued to Talmidei Chachamim. Adapt yourself a rabbi, and get glued to a rabbi." It says, "Last week, parasha, says almost the same words." Then it says, get glued to Hashem. And the Gemara says, how can you get glued to Hashem? Hashem is a fire. You can't get glued to fire. He says, no, get to Chachamim. This is Parasha. It says almost the same words, uvotit bakun, get glued to Hashem. He says, I know what to do. You told me last week already. So, no, I tell you a new thing. Now I tell you something else. Oh, you tell me something else? What something else? And he says, no, do what Hashem does, the kindness. So, like I said, make up your mind. Which one it is? Let's speak this. This is what this. What's behind it? What's the secret behind it? So the Zohar comes and tells us a secret. And the sentence in Shir HaShirim, Ki Azach HaMavet Ahava, the love that Hashem has to us and we have to Him, is very strong. Kasha Kishol Kina, Kashafer Rishfei Esh Shalevet Ka. The love, it's burning like a fire. The love. What does it mean? What does it mean exactly? Say Chachamim like this. I say we have 2 weeks ago, Shema Yisrael, after Hashem Elokecha. Hashem wants us to love Him. So the Gemara, I tell you what does it mean? Why Hashem wants to love Him? Wants us to love Him. Says the Gemara, the two kinds of relationship. Relationship between a slave and his master, and relationship between a son and a father. A relationship between a slave and a master, or worker and his employer, is limited relationship, limited love. Somebody can work for a company for 20 years, and a very good relationship, and one day he says, I quit, I'm sorry, I resign, I got a better offer, finished, leaves it. Says the Gemara, if you worship or you do your working not with the real true love, the relationship is no good, one day you leave. But if the relationship is with love, you're never going to leave. Hashem wants us to love Him because Hashem does not want us to leave Him. We don't know why yet, but that's the statement of love, says the Gemara. Says the Zohar, how much you have to love Him? Like fire. Hashafer, Hashfei, shall have it, the flame, like a youth and a hay, shall have it. That's what Hashem expects from you. He says the Zohar, let me tell you something. The main thing in life for the person usually looking for, the Gemara says, Bani Chayo Mezone. Should have good children, should have life, good life, should have parnasa. Says the Zohar, let me tell you, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you ask for good children, you say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, in Shemoneh Esrei, you should have in front of you the first two letters of Hashem, Yud and He. You pray to Hashem. If you want to have long life and healthy life, you in front of you, Vav, Refaenu, Hashivenu, Sachlan. And for Parnasa, you have in front of you, Barichenu, Barichalenu, the letter Hey. So it's the Zohar, that's the Kavanah, the same Kavanah, to get whatever you need from Hashem. This is the name of fatherhood. Hashem is a father. Not Hashem is so-called master of universe. Hashem is the judge. This is like Elohim, or like you say, Amunai. This is Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. This is the name of mercy, the name of our Father. So say the term as Avinu Malkenu, Avinu, Avinu. Hashivenu Avinu Torah-Techa. Slachanu Avinu. Barchenu Avinu. Kulanu Kichad Baruch Panecha. So the Father is a Father. You see, you should know a Father means the letter Yud, the letter Hey, the letter Vav, the letter Hey. And you should concentrate. The first two letters, Yud and Hey, it goes on children, on your life is the letter Vav, and the Parnasa is the last letter, Hey, the last letter. Say the Chachamim, say the Gemara, says the Zohar like this. You know, we're thinking the Zohar says about Shofar. I says, what is it? Hashem said, go take a horn, take the inside out, and blow. What is it all about? But you want to get scared? There's plenty of things to get scared. It's true, says Rambam, you know, the shofar makes your heart scared. But you know, people get a heart attack not from shofar. Says the Zohar, the shofar has a tremendous power. That the sound of the shofar makes your heart. The sound of the shofar makes your heart to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the power of the shofar, the Zohar says it. That's the power of the shofar. That when you hear the shofar, as of this Sunday, every day you hear it, you hear it, you hear it, you love Hashem more and more and more. And then what? Says the Gemara, then you can earn the title of the son of Hashem. That's all. Hashem does not care less if we love Him or not. But Hashem wants us to love Him because He loves us, because then we earn the title, we are the children of Hashem. And that what? So the Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to accept the Torah the first time, he heard in Shamayim that Hashem told the Satan, the devil, Malach HaMavet, you can kill people, but you can't kill Jews anymore. Says the Gemara, why? Well, says, because we said Na'aseh Benishma. The statement we said Na'aseh Benishma meant to Hashem that we act to Him as a son or to a father. Because you don't say such a statement to your employer, to your master. I said, okay, I'll try. I'll do. But to say a statement like this, Hashem took it as a statement that we are your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Paro that we are considered so-called the firstborn child to Hashem. But you have to act like this. Says the Gemara, that you have the exemption from death penalty and from all the troubles, because the father will never punish his son, the father will never kill his son. It's all problem. People die and die and die because we're not in that level to be the sons of Hashem. That's our problem in life. And now, seven Ishma, Shem, the Gemara says, if we would not have done the golden calf, nobody would have died from the Jews anymore. Actually, the Gemara says, not one lady died in the desert, because the ladies did not participate in the golden calf. And the ladies said, now, seven Ishma, also now Sinai. So they were exempt from death penalty. Not one lady died in the desert, besides Miriam. Only Miriam died in the desert. So what? What happened? I said, because of that. Because the lady said, Na'aseh v'nishma, and everybody said, Na'aseh v'nishma, and that's when Hashem said, you don't kill Jews anymore. We, the men, did the golden calf. He did the golden calf? How can you say, I'm your father, and you're my child, if you appoint a new father? You said, this one took out us of Egypt. So the golden calf, it's not we did the golden calf. The golden calf, we told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not your children anymore. This was the problem. So we stripped ourselves the children, and then Hashem said, you know, when no people die, the epidemic, this, he, Moshe came down, he said to Hashem, go take a sword, go kill. Hey, what happened? What happened? Listen, you just said you're the child of Hashem, and now you say this is your father. This was a tragedy. And that, Chachamim say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to achieve it. And actually, the Navi says, David HaMelech says, and Hashem refers to Mashiach. So Hashem says, "Bni ata ani hayom ladeticha." Hashem refers to Mashiach, my son. In order to be in time of Mashiach, you have to elevate yourself to be the son of Hashem. We call Avinu Malkenu, Barchenu Avinu, Tachonu Avinu, Hashemenu Avinu. He says, you have to feel it. He says, "Elokeinu Elokei Avotenu, Hashem is my father." So my father is not seven Ishma. So all the mitzvot and everything that you have to do, I says, why are you doing it? I says, you know, Avraham Avinu got the first title that Hashem loves him. Avraham Mohavi. So you know why? Because Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvot of Chachamim. He figured out, the Gemara said, all the mitzvot of Chachamim by himself. Shniot L'arayot, Erovet Avshilin, Erovet Chumin, all little things. So why you have to do it? It's before even we got the Torah. Why you have to do all the little things? From Yalkut Yosef, stop it! You don't have to be extra orthodox. He said, you don't understand. The more you do it for Hashem, shows that you're the son of Hashem. It's not fanatic orthodox. He said, are you the son of Hashem or not the son of Hashem? You can be the son of Sam, but not the son of Hashem. He said, the son of Hashem is you have to show Hashem, it's called Na'aseh v'nishma. There's no such thing that I ask, why this? How come this? It's too much this? This is the opposite. It's called being a son. You try to make your father as much happy as he could make. And that's what the Zohar says. That's the power of the shofar. That's what from Mashiach will come. And says, "Takav shofar gadol." And we say, "Takav shofar gadol chavotenu." We say the tefillah. Hashem blow the shofar. So we need the shofar. We're gonna get a text message. Mashiach is in. We need the shofar. I said, "No." Vav di meretz ashur nidachim meretz mitzrayim. Everybody's going to come. Shofar, what is the shofar? Says the Zohar. Shofar only, when you hear the shofar, you're going to love Hashem so much, like fire. So it's a different kind of fire. The fire that you want to be glued to it so much because you love that fire so much. And that's what Hashem wants to achieve. And that's what Gemara says. As Chachamim said, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and Hashem told him, bring second tablets, come upstairs. Come upstairs, I'm going to rewrite on the tablets whatever was on the first one. Stay with me 40 days. I said, why well, stay 40 days with you? It takes a split second to write it. Let me go down. No. You wait over here. In the meantime, Moshe told them, Israel, you downstairs. For the next 40 days, blow. He says, blow, that you mean you inject in yourself more. The sound of the shofar is more love to Hashem. Then Hashem will give Moshe the tablets. Say, okay, now you can go down. Because second tablets will get only if we love Hashem. This is why, because you had the golden calf, and you said the golden calf is my father. And I says, which one is your father? So now you have to restore so-called fatherhood. And therefore, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, come upstairs, you can be 40 days. Moshe told Israel, blow the shofar. And the Shulchan Aruch says the tour, and the Chachamim say this is our minhag, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Selichot, Rosh Chodesh Elul Teshuva. So what is it? What is it all about? He says, now we're going towards Tor. He says, what happened? He says, Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? So Rabbeinu Nissim says, Rosh Hashanah. I'll tell you what it is. Rosh Hashanah is, Adam Hashem was created, our grandfather was created on Rosh Hashanah. I say, you know what the problem is? That he ate from the tree is the one problem. He did not consider Hashem as his father. That was the problem. After he ate from the tree, Hashem asked him, are you going to eat again? He said, yes. Excuse me. Yesterday you talked to your father? No. Maybe you talked like this to your master, not to your father. And Hashem asked him, would you do teshuvah that you ate? He said, no. No, I was very happy. So the problem was that Adam HaRishon never considered Hashem as his father. As, you know, God Almighty, what we call in America, powerful, Amunai. He says, no. Hashem wants to be your father. Bnei Ata. Hashem refers to Mashiach, you my son. He says, that is what Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. Because, not because Hashem wants it, because if we are his children, he will never, so-called, hurt us. Will never punish us, because we'll never do any bad things against him. Because if we do something small, it's just something against the father. The father wants right away, restore back the relationship. You say sorry to your father, you kiss his hand, and that's the end of it. Adam Hashem never did it. So this was on Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yonitzin, now Rosh Hashanah is coming. Hashem told us Rosh Hashanah, blow the shofar. He said, Israel, what is blow the shofar? What is blow the shofar? What blow the shofar? He said, no, but you don't understand. When you hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar makes your heart so warm to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, on the same day that mankind was created and so-called betrayed his father, did not listen to his father, did not consider Hashem as his father, spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu back and denied so-called the request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even to do Teshuvah. So Chachamim said, this is Yimei HaRachamim Baslichot, not Teshuvah. Not Teshuvah comes, he said, what is Teshuvah? Selichot, Selichot Umvat. Selichot is you don't consider Hashem as a father. That's Selichot. The sins that we committed showed that we don't consider Hashem as a father, because to your father you don't do so many mistakes. It can happen. 1, 2, 10. Somebody said he opened up a Bel Lupian, a Mashgiach, had a little notebook. And he told us in the yeshiva that in his notebook he writes all the sins. Somebody from yeshiva went open up a little notebook. So the whole thing was empty. So the first page has a few things. From all his life, only a few sins in his life. I says, that's called fatherhood. So that, Chachamim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to love him so much. And therefore the Torah says, listen, don't be surprised, a Navi will come, and Navi will ask you, you remember me? I did so many miracles. I'm telling you, do Avodah Zarah. I says, do Avodah Zarah. Says, Adam HaRishon did Avodah Zarah in Gan Eden. He did not believe in Hashem. He did not behave to Hashem like Hashem is his father. That's Akul Avodah Zarah. And this guy is going to come, he's going to tell you, let's go Avodah Zarah. Hashem said, listen, don't listen to him. He's going to make a miracle. Hashem is testing you. Hashem is testing me. Why? Hashem said, because once upon a time was a golden calf, remember? You came down from Egypt, remember? And you said, Nasev Nishma, that you're my children. And I waived all the gezerot from you. And I waived all the death penalty from you. And then you appointed a new father. He said, my golden calf is my father. And he says, now Hashem is going to see if you are his son or you're just like a slave to him. And he's going to send somebody, but not because he wants to test you. Because he wants you to gain the title son. It's not, I'm testing you to put you in jail. I'm testing you to take the license of pharmacist from you. No. I'm going to test to see if you are my son, if you consider me as a son. I mean, you want to restore Nasev Nishma. I come to Rosh Hashanah, it's the day that Hashem decides, Mi Yechiyeh Mi Yamut, who is going to be alive? Who is going to be alive? If you're the son of Hashem, you cannot die. If you're going to die, it means you're not the son of Hashem. That's the problem. And that's why Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, says the Zohar, Shofar, the Shofar, so-called, makes our heart burning like a fire. And then, we are the son of Hashem. And therefore, the Gemara says, look, let's do a parasha. Torah doesn't say yet that we are the children of Hashem. Let's do a parasha. Hashem said, you know what? Ledav kabo, get glued to Hashem. Says the Gemara, how can you get glued to Hashem? Hashem is a fire. I said, what do you mean Hashem is a fire? So I'm scared of Hashem. It says, like a slave is scared of his master. Hashem said, so Hashem wants you to get glued to the fire? I'm scared of fire. I said, no, Hashem meant something else. Hashem means, if you are on a lower level, that you are like a slave to Hashem, and Hashem is your master, then Hashem wants you to be glued to him. But so I said, not to him. He said, Talmidei Chachamim. Go adapt yourself to the rabbi, and connect yourself to the rabbi. Is a rabbi, says the Gemara, says, Morah Rabach to Morah Shemaim. Fear of your rabbi is like a fear of Hashem. I said, Gemara says, okay. This was last week. This was Parashah. In the text, it says, Banim Atem Hashem Elokechem. In the text, Moshe Rabbeinu says the first time, you are the children of Hashem. You are the children of Hashem. Uh-huh. Now Hashem is going to try to see if you are the children. So I want to know how can I be the child of Hashem? So he says, then I'll tell you now. Achei Hashem Elokechem Otelecho. Try to see Hashem all the time. Follow Hashem. Second condition, fear of Hashem. The third condition, it's what Tav Tishmoru, keep all the mitzvot. Fourth, Ovekolot Tishmaru, listen to the Chachamim. Fifth, Oto Ta'avodu, come to Bet HaKnesset, worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sixth, Votid Vakun, then you follow Hashem to kindness, and this, and this, and this, then you reach the level of being the son of Hashem. Therefore, in this week's parasha only, Hashem tells us those instructions. This week's parasha, there's no instructions because this relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a slave to the master. Slave to the master, so you say, attack yourself a rabbi, listen to the rabbi. Now, you want to be exempt, from all the gezerot, from all the difficulties in your life. It is only if you earn the title Ben, a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the conditions. That's what the Hashem said. It's always this parasha comes just before Chodesh Elul. I says Ezra Sefer made sure. It's come before Chodesh Elul. It says Elul, Slichot, Slichot. What do you want against Slichot? Just you sorry? No. I'm sorry that I was not your son. Next year I'm going to be your son. Then it's a guarantee. Shana Tova Mutoka.
Amen.
Amen.